Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, what a Monday we have today, live in Los Angeles. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Fox Sports Radio, right here, FS1. Quite a crowded weekend. Tons of NFL, capped off by a wildly entertaining Russell Wilson, Cam Newton battle late into the night. Joy Taylor is joining me 1 hour from now. Colin right, Colin wrong every Monday. I thought that was one of the best football games I've seen this year.
It was amazing down to the last second. And I actually don't have a problem with how it ended.
No, either do I.
Because if Cam would have thrown it and something bad would have happened, all the internet would have talked about was how he should have run it.
You know, let me start with this. Structure matters in life. A lot of you get it from your family. If you don't get it from your family, maybe you get it from religion. Maybe you get it from coworkers, somebody you meet. But structure is really important. Habits. It's good on your body. It's good on your stress level. Things you can count on. Structure. I know, but you're talented. I know, but you're flamboyant and independent. You want to do what you want to do. That's great. But talent without structure is what happened to Antonio Brown's career. Cam Newton has real structure, and I'm all in on it. Cam Newton, who's got all sorts of flair, just joined the best system and the best structure in the NFL. Mechanics, no more sloppy throws. Won't be tolerated. His mechanics are the best I've seen since he was a rookie. Ad-libbing, you're still allowed to do that. New England allows you to do Superman, have fun at practice, wear the big hats, have some personality, but no more series just mailing it in. No more taking it off. Every single series has a point of view. Talent with structure is Russell Wilson. It's LeBron James. Talent without structure that doesn't want to be coached, that can be difficult, is what Kyrie Irving's careers look like post-LeBron. OBJ, post-Tom Coughlin. OBJ wants to be coached. He wants to be coached. Most great players want to be coached. Kevin Durant does. LeBron does. Anthony Davis does. Sometimes the coaching stinks. And sometimes the athletes, like, don't want to deal with it. Cam is embracing it because nobody coaches it like New England. This is the first time I watched Cam, and he's not a rental player for New England. Well, this works. If you gave him one vertical threat, if you gave him a Tyreek Hill, you know, if New England could actually draft a receiver, if you gave him a Travis Kelce, this team would be a handful. You wouldn't want to play this team if you're Andy Reid. You wouldn't want to play this team. Now, this team does not have a vertical dimension, and it limits them. So there's kind of one way they could win. Last night's a shootout, and that's not best served for New England. But here's what's interesting. I could make an argument this is the least talented offense in terms of personnel. Rex Burkhead, Julian Edelman, N'Keal Harry, no great tight end. This is the least talented offense. No Christian McCaffrey here. No Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore here. No Greg, well, there's Greg Olsen, but he's the older Greg Olsen here. And yet, what did Cam Newton do? Oh, wait, he completed 68% of his throws, way above his career average, and his passer rating was in the mid-90s against Pete Carroll and Bobby Wagner and Jamal Adams. Structure matters, and Cam's embracing it. Too many people push back. Oh, I don't want to eat the same thing every month. I don't want to be coached. Cam's like, I'm in it. I need it. I want it. And look at him. And I'll tell you the thing that jumped out to me. His mechanics have always been kind of hot and cold. I think his mechanics now are excellent. And I've always been a critic of Cam Newton. But if that's the Cam I get, I'm good. You can win that. You Belichick, that defense, and that Cam. They are basically a vertical dimension away from being a handful. Maybe they get it in the draft. Maybe they get it in free agency. Maybe they go ahead and get OBJ. But what I'm watching right there looks like Cam has put his arms around the system. Bill Belichick's put his arms around Cam. What a pleasure to watch. That's football. The player's getting the most out of the team, and the team's getting the most out of the player. And that's why I love football. It is structure. It gave me structure. My Sundays are structured. I've got everything written out, and everybody needs structure. Michael Jordan, the two times he had the best coaches, Carolina Dean Smith and Phil Jackson, with the great structures, he won championships. When he didn't have the coach who didn't have the triangle offense, or he didn't have the college, he didn't win. LeBron James was at his best, the best team he ever played on. Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, D. Wade, people that thrive in structure. So as far as giving Cam the ball in the last play of the game, listen, what is my rule? I said this last week with Joy. When you get down to a play of the game and you give it to your best player, I'm all good. I mean, that was Cam Newton against, I don't know, the entire city of Seattle. If he goes outside, maybe he scores. I'm not going to blame him. He had 400 yards, two touchdowns, played great. I thought he was tremendous. But I'll never bang on a football coaching staff when on the biggest play of the game, you give it to your best player. Cam was on fire, playing with a ton of confidence, making great decisions, playing smart football. Oh, God, he couldn't beat 11 guys. Here's Cam after.
Yeah, it was a great play by them. That's a play we had favored in the game plan. We ran it a couple times and figured, just think we probably went to the well too many times. But at the end of the day, still felt confident about it. We just got to execute. And I could have bounced it, looking at the clip. I just got to be better.
I'm good with it. If that's the Cam Newton I get, he's a Patriot. He's not a rental player. That's a real NFL quarterback. It's funny in this league. You get drafted by a team, and if it doesn't go well, like Sam Darnold, you may not get a second chance. Like for Cam, great Cam, hurt Cam, Cam Act 2. I mean, I'm all in on this. I thought he was great. Including the MVP year. I like this Cam more. Structured Cam, dependable Cam, good mechanics Cam, and yes, he can still do a Superman. I'm okay with that. It's okay. You can have a little flair. You can have a little flair, but I'll tell you, flair needs structure more than structure needs flair. All right, let's shift to this. I'll give the Dallas Cowboys credit. First of all, that first quarter was a mess. You got to give Dallas credit for this. They just kept fighting. And this is one of the things I like about Dak. Dak's formidable. You talk about leadership. Leaders don't quit. They just kept playing hard. But let me ask you about this. Sometimes you need to ignore the result in life. If my kids run into traffic and don't get hit by a car, I'm not going, excellent job, excellent job. I'm chewing them out. Sometimes you got to ignore the result. There are lessons to be learned. And I would ask this about Dallas. What do they do well? I mean, compete to the end, but I mean, multiple fumbles, two fake punts, lousy execution, weird late game strategy. It's not just schemes. They're not close defensively in the secondary. I mean, they have talented individuals. I would not deny that. But what collectively does Dallas do well? What can you put your arms around? Okay, they competed till the end. Well, you're kind of you're paid to do that. But when I look at Dallas, I see Amari Cooper and Zeke and Dak. But you know what's happening to Dallas? They're starting to look a lot like last year by week two. Zeke's going to get a lot of yards. Dak's going to get a lot of yards. They're going to have three 1,000-yard receivers, and they're not going to be able to beat good teams. They're going to beat Atlanta. They're starting to look like last year, which is you're going to get some individual performances. Dak's going to have a bunch of yards. Amari Cooper's fantastic. Zeke, I love Zeke. There's nothing about him I don't like. Not quite as good as 2 years ago. Love him. But collectively, what do you rely on? If you look at Dak's final numbers, if you look at those and you look at the final score, if you look at the results, you're like, whoo, party. But this is a good fantasy team. This is a good highlights team. Do you believe this morning, if you're a Cowboy fan, it's a good football team? I don't. And by the way, Mike McCarthy, we've said this in the last couple weeks, he's trying too hard. In week one, he wanted to show that he wasn't conservative against Sean McVay, so he went for it in an obvious kick a field goal situation. Yesterday, he reverted back to the old conservative Mike McCarthy facing a defensive coach, and at the end of the game, after the onside kick, they get a nice reception to CeeDee Lamb, and then they run, kneel. It's like a 46-yard field goal. I mean, I know you have a great kicker. Can you? Atlanta was gassed. Atlanta was tired. Atlanta couldn't stop anybody. Come on. This is the time to be aggressive. 36-yard field goals, even for a great kicker, are easier than 46-yard field goals. I don't think Dallas knows what they are. And I think self-identity is a real thing in the NFL. Like, already New England knows what they are. They knew what they were first series. We're going to run the football, control the clock, put it in Cam's hands, give him a lot of time to throw, play great defense, hit our field goals. New England's identified. They always do this exactly what they are. Lamar Jackson to Baltimore, very early in his career, they identified what they were. What is Dallas? They fight. I don't know what they are. I don't know what collectively they do very well. I mean, Mike McCarthy saw it as a strident, this win is, it means something, and I just don't know what it means other than they're not beating good teams with that performance.
You know, you look at past experiences, you look at any great season that you're able to put together, you have big moments that you're able to build off of. This is a big moment to build off of, but you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, we're 1-1. We find out a lot about ourselves today, and that was really the message at halftime. And once again, I can't say how proud I am of our players.
I didn't see that. I don't know. I mean, listen, the virtual fans were booing. I don't know what they are. I don't think they have an identity. I think they are what we thought they were, is individually talented, but collectively a big bowl of I don't think you can beat good teams with that performance. And I don't think Atlanta's very good. And they may have a new coach soon.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Bill Belichick has a history. Let's add some context here. He humiliates young quarterbacks. I mean, Josh Allen and Sam Darnold are pitiful against him. He's done this his whole career. I think he's like 18-1 against rookie quarterbacks. And then as you get better and more experienced, it's not like you flourish against him. But at least you're not humiliated by Belichick, the greatest defensive coach and greatest coach in NFL history. And then there's Russell Wilson, who is now 3-1 against New England, should be 4-0, 66% completion percentage, 13 TDs, 2 picks, and 131 passer rating. And he's getting better each time he plays him. Like, he's won the war against Bill. He's better than Bill's coaching. Russell Wilson's the best football player in the world. Lamar's more dynamic athletically. Patrick Mahomes is maybe flashier with a better arm. Russell Wilson went after the best coach in the game and the best corner last night, Stephon Gilmore, and he went right at him. He went right after their best corner. Everybody passes away from Stephon Gilmore. Everybody moves to the other side. Russell goes, "I'm going right at you." And I love listening to announcers. Oh, these Seattle receivers. Oh, you mean Freddie Swain in the 6th round or David Moore in the 7th round or Will Disley, who Washington used as a blocking tight end in college, or Doug Baldwin, who was undrafted, or Tyler Lockett, who was a gadget guy in college, or DK Metcalf, who dropped in the draft. Those receivers? What are you talking? I mean, I'm not knocking the announcers, but I always say, oh, this receiver is thrown open. Everybody works with Russell Wilson. That's why I never understand. Seattle should just draft offensive guys. There'll be no busts. They all work with Russell Wilson. He has, right now, 11 incompletions and 9 touchdown passes. I mean, and he's doing it against 2 defensive coaches to start the year. Dan Quinn was a Pete Carroll protege. So Dan Quinn was at practice for years watching Russell Wilson. Dan Quinn should know all the tricks with Russell Wilson. Ate him alive. And then Bill Belichick's now faced him 4 times. He's only better. This is the best football player in the world. I mean, I just watched this kid, and I'm like, and we've been pleading with Pete Carroll for years. Just, now they call it let Russ cook. Just let him go. This is his team. 5 different touchdown targets last night. And what's interesting, Seattle could become Dallas. A lot of talented individuals, but nobody can cinch it up. That's what Russell does. He just pulls it all together. And Seattle's now throwing the football early, more Russell Wilson dependent. I mean, he's a humble guy, but he's admitting now, like, this thing, I'm hot. Here's Russell.
I think that definitely in the zone. Locked in, focused, dialed in. My teammates are too. Every day, it's, you know, my mindset, you know, just my performance team and everything else. Just everything that we put into is just getting ready, you know, and trying to be great. You know, and I think that, you know, I have an obsession with this thought process of always trying to find more.
For the record, 2020 has been rough on all of us. And it's gotten a lot of us out of our habits, which make us comfortable. But you are really seeing who is thriving in all this chaos. LeBron James in the NBA. I mean, this Laker team is a bunch of new coach, new staff, new players, new teammates in a bubble. The Lakers are playing their best basketball of the year this morning. And Russell Wilson, this thing could unravel everybody. This is the best he's ever played. They're to me, if you count line of scrimmage, coachability, leadership, elevating others, accuracy, that's the best football player in the world. In the world. Others can be flashier, faster, bigger arm, throw left-handed. I don't know what Russell Wilson at this point. What's his flaw? You can't tell me the short thing because Kyler Murray's shorter and he's all over the league. That doesn't matter anymore. The way the spacing and the moving the pocket, that's the best football player in the league and the best one I think I've seen in years.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Some people have a job and they have it forever, but most of us have two or three or four or five jobs in our life. And whenever I have a new job, there's certain boxes you have to check. Okay, can I find my way around the building and find my way to work without thinking too much? Check. You move to a new city. Second thing, you know, what are the places, you know, the managers that are easy to get along with, the managers that aren't, that'll take a while. Check. Where do I fit really well in a company? Where should I avoid? Check. This stuff takes a lot of time. There's an old saying, old dog, new tricks doesn't work, right? Like Tom Brady's an old dog. You're asking him to learn new stuff. And it's really a work in progress. Yesterday, he had another bad pick. He's not using the tight ends at all. He left a lot on the field. His passer rating's in the mid-80s. You know, when Tom was in New England, there was always like two things to do. Okay, get it to Randy Moss and Wes Welker or Gronk and Julian Edelman. And Tom would just go back and back and back. They got three tight ends. They got three good running backs. They have multiple wide receivers. This is a lot. Old dog, new tricks, and just a bevy of weapons, and that's not been Tom's new thing. So Tom's going to get a lot of publicity because he's Brady. Now, the defense is rolling. Tampa's defense, as we predicted, we said in September, the defense will lead the team. Tampa's defense is great. It's young, it's fast, it's athletic, it strips the ball. The guys in the back can catch. It's like really a defense. They shut down Kamara. Drew Brees threw for 162 yards. Bridgewater struggled. McCaffrey didn't have many yards. They shut Christian McCaffrey down last year as well. So it's the defense is right where you want to be. But in terms of the offense, I think Bruce Arians summed it up. This is going to be a long, slow work in progress.
This game should have never gotten to as close as it did. But we let them back in. It's going to take time. And, you know, with having no preseason and all those practices we missed, we're just growing day by day with Tom and the receivers and the entire offense. Now, I think we'll just get better and better. We're nowhere near, I think, what we are in September, what I think will be in November.
Now, the good news is running back, talent. Tight end, talent. Receiver, talent. Linebacker, talent. There's all sorts of talent here. Defensive line, talent. Even the secondary is better than I thought it would be. But I would say this. Here's the two areas, maybe one and a half, where you can check a box. First week, Mike Evans and Tom, one catch, didn't look good. Yesterday, maybe we can check that box off. Seven catches, touchdown. That timing pass that he threw behind the defensive back, that's a timing pass. That's what Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams took a year or two to get. So the Mike Evans box, it looks like they're building something. Check. The Leonard Fournette box, it looks like he's going to be the starting running back. Maybe we can half check that box off. So those two feel good. Brady talked about the Mike Evans situation.
Yeah, it was better. It certainly we left some out there. I think he and I both know that. So, we just got to practice and work hard at it. And it's not an easy game. We got to work at it. There's no easy way about it. You got to get to work and, find our rhythm and keep it for the rest of the year.
So far in the NFL, the good teams look pretty good. The bad teams are really bad. I do think the really encouraging thing for Tampa Bay is I think they're a team right now that's not playing particularly well, but could be great. Like, I kind of feel like I know Baltimore's really good. Kansas City's really good. Seattle's really good. Green Bay looks really good. We all knew they would be good. Maybe they're a little better, a little not, but they're good. We knew Cincinnati would struggle. Okay, we knew Cleveland. Well, I'd say Cincinnati would struggle. Miami's still in a rebuild mode. We knew the Jets and the Giants would be kind of a mess. And then you get into that middle and you're like, boy, this team's not as good, Minnesota. This team, New England, appears to be better, but maybe not a Super Bowl team. And then there's Tampa. And Tampa's the one team I've seen so far. I'm like, they're not great. They're not functioning at a high level, but I think they have a ton of runway. I think their defense is good. I'll always question their special teams. But the offense yesterday, there were two series early, and you're like, oh, that's a real offense. Like, that's moving. That's perimeter guys, Leonard Fournette, and that's a good space to be. It is. But this is an old dog in new tricks. It's going to take a long time. They're not even throwing to the tight ends. They're not even acknowledging. I think the tight ends yesterday, they have three good tight ends for Tampa. I think they had a catch for like 11 yards. They're not even throwing to the tight ends. So this is going to be, it's funny about the no preseason. The quality of football has been, to me, shockingly good for no preseason. The downside is we're getting a lot of injuries, more it feels like than usual. And I could make the argument in terms of old dog, new tricks, new system, Tampa needed the preseason more than any team. Baltimore and Kansas City were going to be fine. Russell Wilson was going to be fine. There's a lot. Green Bay, Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, they were going to be fine. Tampa really needed reps, really badly. And, just think about this. Fournette just got there. Gronk was retired. Chris Godwin now has had concussion protocol. Mike Evans missed practices due to hamstring. Whole new system. The left tackle opted out. They went and drafted a right tackle to solve right tackle. Then the left tackle opted out. So this is an organization, Tampa, right now. Big runway. They need work. And the interesting part is we're spending so much time on Brady, we're forgetting the defense is great. Tampa's defense looked great in the first 2 weeks most of the time.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Colin right, Colin wrong on a Monday. Here we go.
Where Colin was right.
We told you, Russell Wilson's now carrying Seattle. And let's be honest about it. Seattle's defense isn't very good. They can't get to the quarterback. Cam Newton up and down the field. Matt Ryan up and down the field. They are last in yards per game allowed, passing yards allowed. They've given up 1,000 passing yards in 2 weeks. And one of those is to New England, which doesn't have a deep threat or a functioning veteran tight end. Pro Football Focus ranks their defensive line 30th. They have 3 sacks all year. 2 of them are by Jamal Adams, a safety. As we predicted, it's going to be Russell Wilson. You got to let him go because this defense can't stop anybody.
Where Colin was wrong.
Blazing 5 was 2-3. If Cam scores, I have a winning week. He doesn't. I have a losing week. We are 4-6 on the year. Really rough weekend for bettors yesterday. We did have Miami we thought would keep it close against Buffalo. And we thought the dominating win of the weekend would be Tampa Bay. It got a little hairy at the end, but they held on.
Where Colin was right.
When Leonard Fournette got picked up by the Buccaneers, we said, why has everybody bailed on Leonard Fournette? He came out the same year as Christian McCaffrey, and McCaffrey was great and got the publicity. Leonard Fournette's excellent. 1,000 yards, 75 catches last year. He sealed the game yesterday. I think by week 2, he's established himself as the workhorse running back for Tampa. I never understood why everybody bailed on Leonard Fournette. He was the best high school running back. He was the best college running back. He runs with violence. He's a great guy if you get a lead and have to eat the clock. He can catch the football. He had 4 receptions yesterday. I just thought the media and fans downplayed it. Like he was, I understood, Shady McCoy, end of his career. You can downplay that. Leonard Fournette is a top-tier running back in the NFL. He's a clock eater, a yard getter, a ball catcher. He's everything I want for Tom Brady. What a great comfort running back. Turn, hand it off, and he'll pick up 5 yards when there's about three available.
Where Colin was wrong.
Cam and Belichick. It's not only working, it's fascinating. Through 2 weeks of his career, this is the highest completion percentage of Cam Newton's career, 71.5%. Through 2 weeks of Cam's career, this is the fewest times he's been sacked. His accuracy is excellent. His mechanics are superb. Clearly, Cam is taking to coaching because his mechanics have been a hot mess for a lot of his career. I thought they were excellent last night. I think he's patient. I think he's picking his spots. I mean, he feels like the leader of this franchise, and he's been there an hour. Like, if this is Cam, this works.
Where Colin was right?
I've always defended Jared Goff. It's not sexy, but he and McVay work. He throws a beautiful ball. You just got to keep him moving. He has been a machine this year. 69%, 109 passer rating. The Rams have figured him out. You got to give him a little bit of a running game. Move the pocket with him. He's not hyper-athletic. I think he's Matt Ryan with a better arm. I think he's Matt Ryan with a stronger arm, and I think he's been great. This offense does not have a lot of over-the-top performers. It's got a lot of Tyler Higbee and Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp. They're very good players. They don't have a Tyreek Hill. They don't have a Travis Kelce. That's not what this offense is. It's death by 11 yards. And Goff and McVay perform it wonderfully. Everybody complained about his contract. Folks, you need a quarterback. He's absolutely a top 12 to 15 quarterback in the league, and I'd say he's closer to 10 than he is to 15.
Where Colin was wrong.
I've always thought Anthony Davis was talented and gifted, but soft, with no dog. He hit the game winner yesterday. He's played through injuries this year. He has been fantastic in the bubble. He's averaging 29-11 and shooting 56% on the floor. The knock on Anthony has always been, where's the it? Where's the dog? Where's the alpha? Take the game over. Charles Barkley said it yesterday. He should be the best player in the league. 6'11", can shoot a jumper, put it in the floor. Great defensive player. Doesn't want to be a center, but he's a great four. He's in the Tim Duncan mold. You could put him at center. He's a four. This is what I keep waiting for. 7 years, I'm like, could you give me... Damian Lillard's half the size, but would literally is fearless. Anthony Davis has always played with some anxiety to me. Not anymore. He's looked great.
Where Colin was right.
I like Justin Herbert out of Oregon. And there are a lot of credit. A lot of people just thought he was there's a lot of mess here. He's big, mobile, strong, and with a big arm and lets her rip and take shots. And he, again, the word fearless. He plays kind of fearless. He and Joey Burrow are both better than I thought. I thought they would both struggle. They both have one thing I like. Big guys who just play with confidence. To learn you're going to start against the Super Bowl champs, and 5 minutes later you're out there slinging it. I mean, if he would have unraveled, you would have totally understood it. I thought Burrow was unbelievable Thursday. I thought Justin was great. That's a great throw right there. I mean, these are, you got under duress. You're looking to second and third wide receivers. And this kid takes a, he got popped. One time he got popped and the linebacker got hurt. So I didn't think, I mean, this is the guy I liked at Oregon. I thought Oregon's coaching staff was way too conservative. Wouldn't let him run until the Rose Bowl. Let him run, please. The kid's an athlete. He's Josh Allen. Let him run.
Where Colin was wrong.
Ryan Tannehill, he's a total enigma. He was a wide receiver in college. I've never put my arm around him. He started as a wide receiver at Texas A&M. They move him to quarterback. He's been fantastic since week 7 of last year. You know, he's completing 70% of his throws, and his passer rating's 120. He works in their system. Yesterday, they didn't have their number one wide receiver. They got into a shootout. He delivered. I can't get my arms around him. He's not a natural sometimes. You know what he is? Like Herbert, he's a big, strong, athletic guy. And Tennessee, boy, if you don't think coaching matters, watch Tannehill and Cam. Like, all of a sudden, it's like, I mean, and Cam's got obviously more talent, but if you don't think coaching matters, Tannehill leaves Adam Gase. This appears to be what he is, a winning quarterback.
Where Colin was right.
Where you land matters. We are very high on Sean McDermott, the coach of the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen's first 2 years in this league was a little bit of a wreck. He was wildly erratic. Not anymore. He is great. His completion percentage, remember in college? He was like in the 50s. He's completing 70% of his throws in the NFL. This is coaching. We think Sean McDermott and the Buffalo staff, maybe a top three or four staff in the NFL. The bad news is Belichick's in the same division. But where you land matters, and Josh Allen's development is a major tip of the cap to Sean McDermott and that staff. Instead of being this wild pony who's erratic and all over the place, he has settled down, fewer bad throws, higher completion percentage. That's what it's all about, coaching.
Where Colin was wrong.
I had the Celtics and the Clippers in the NBA Finals. One won't make it, and one's in trouble. My guess is now Miami feels like the better team, despite what we saw in the last game. Listen, the Clippers played entitled. Load management doesn't work. You got to build chemistry. It's not only bad for fans. When you got a bunch of new parts, you got to build chemistry. And if nothing else, this bubble has been about chemistry. The Lakers have always had it, by the way. That's the one thing Joy and I said week one. They got chemistry. There's other stuff the Lakers don't have. Well, the Clippers were the opposite. They had everything else, but they had no chemistry. And the bubble's been about chemistry. Miami, Denver, Dallas, even Phoenix, Boston, the teams with chemistry that can deal with all this bubble, not seeing your family, friends, getting out of your habits. But I had the Clippers and the Celtics, and I was dead wrong on that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
17 years in the NFL. You know, we were talking about, Joy and I were talking about all the injuries in the NFL. San Francisco is just falling apart. Tony Gonzalez, in 17 years, missed two starts, which is, maybe it's that Modelo beer. No, that wasn't around when he was playing. He didn't drink beer. The picture of health, Tony Gonzalez, is now joining us via the Coward Global Satellite Network. Yeah, by the way, I see a lot of guys hurt. Does that mean you played hurt a lot, that you were hurt, you just played through it? Or were you not hurt?
Yeah. Oh, I was hurt. I was hurt, especially my heart, because we lost a lot. But, I think, here's a stat for most people that know. I think I mentioned this to you before, but 100% injury rate in the NFL. If you step on the field, you're going to have some type of ailment by the time you come off the field. Now you have to play through. Some injuries are more serious than others. Fortunately for myself, I never had that serious injury that put me on IR or anything. So I got lucky.
Yeah. So Kansas City won, but got pushed around. I got to be honest. They were outplayed for most of that game. You tell me what's wrong with Kansas City's offense, because it didn't look very tight.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think maybe this is one of those. First of all, give credit to the San Diego defense. They have some studs, Bosa, Ingram. They got guys that can play. But that offense definitely looked a little out of sync. But the thing about the Chiefs that everybody knows, they're a fast break offense. They will put points up in chunks. If you think they are down and out, you are mistaken, because they will just explode quickly, just like they did. When I was watching that fourth quarter, I was like, all right, here they come. They're about to heat up. You knew something big's going to happen. Tyreek Hill hits them deep over the top. And you just knew that was coming. And I would anticipate that happening for the rest of the year. They never count this team out.
Yeah. It's weird. When you play in the NFL, you just take the W's. You don't get picky. You play like crap and win, you're good with it. Yesterday, Atlanta's becoming a football team that even when they play well, they lose. You're a former Falcon. Nothing against Dan Quinn, but I do feel like it's not working. I feel like Matt Patricia in Detroit, it's not working. Dan Quinn's not working. You've been on teams where I imagine at some point as a player, you start wondering, do we have the right management or coach? Do you think Atlanta's there?
You know, I believe, and I think Dan Quinn is a great coach. Took him to the Super Bowl. I don't know if they're snake bitten, because like that loss yesterday is one of the worst losses I've ever seen, next to the loss that they had in the Super Bowl, which is the ultimate worst loss in NFL history. Looking at what Dan has done, though, he's switched out the coaches. He's fired the offensive coordinator, fired the defensive coordinator, fired special team coaches over since his tenure, since he's been there. And they still keep having losses like this. The defense hasn't looked great since that season that they went to the Super Bowl. So, and I'm sure Coach would say that himself. I mean, any head coach in the league worth the salt is going to take up some responsibility and be like, hey, I got to coach it a little bit better. Like at the end of the game, them not recovering that onside kick, I don't know if that was the thing of, okay, we don't know the rules or the players froze up or whatever it is, but the buck always stops on the head coach, and he certainly had his chances, but they're running out. I think for sure Mr. Blank's got to be thinking, hey, the same thing that you're thinking, that you have all this talent. Thomas Dimitroff's done a great job bringing in all these players, but for whatever reason, still not clicking. But it's only two games into it. I still think they are a quality football team, upper echelon team. I hope that they can turn this thing around because it's still early. I know the 0-2 thing that where they're not going to go that far. They're not going to go to the playoffs now, but not with that offense. They got too much talent. I think they still can be a pretty good football team.
By the way, you and I have both been critical of Cam Newton. Bad mechanics. Is he all in? Well, you know, a little more flair than I'd love, but whatever. Are you surprised it's worked as well as it has so far in New England?
100%. I'm flipping the script here. I was wrong about this. I did not think it was going to go this well. He has absolutely surprised me. My hat's off to Cam. And I'm not going to say I owe him an apology. I think we were given that sample size of the last 2 years. He didn't look like that guy from that MVP year. But these first two games, him being healthy with Josh McDaniels and Coach Belichick, he looks like that elite quarterback again. You can't tell me. I think right now you've got to put him up there with like Lamar and Kyler and Patrick Mahomes, or at least right below that, because he's back. This man is back. And if right now the New England Patriots, we thought they weren't going to be that good this year. I think they're going to win a lot of football games.
Yeah, I think there's two teams I was wrong on. Minnesota's bad and New England's good, and I think I missed on those. I'll hold my reservation on the Steelers. I can't believe they struggled as much as they did yesterday at home against Denver. So when a quarterback runs, it can be disruptive to a receiver or it can be great to a receiver. So Russell Wilson, 5 different targets, caught a touchdown, 4 games against Belichick. He's won 3, should have won 4, and he's getting better. So when Russell runs around and creates stuff, would you be, because most of the guys you played with were pocket quarterbacks. Do you ever wish you could have played with a Russell? What would it have done to your game?
I think we talked about that yesterday on the show. I'd love playing with a guy like that because, you know, when the pocket does break down, which is inevitable, when he gets out, he's looking to make plays with his legs. He's looking to go deep. That's why I think Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins are such a good match, because when he gets around, starts making plays with his legs with an elite receiver, a guy who can catch the ball, he's gonna get open for you. And at the very least, just throw it up in the air. And right now, Russell Wilson is playing the best. He's the best quarterback in the NFL right now. No doubt about it. He is on fire. He's playing at a different level. They say, let him cook. Well, he's cooking, and he's become a chef. He's Chef Wilson right now, and right now he's clear favorite. This team is going to be really, really good.
Yeah. So here we are, week 2 of the NFL. Do you feel that you know what you are in week 2 of the NFL? Well, go back to your career, 17 years. Are you okay? 2 film sessions, 2 games, 150 snaps. Do people know who they are by week 2, or at least have a strong sense of it?
I think you have a strong sense. Absolutely. I think you're about 70%, 75% of the way there of knowing how your season's going to go. You know, as long as everybody stays healthy, which is obviously any team in the NFL. But I remember when I first came to the league. I think it was my second year in the league. There was a guy named Ryan Leaf. This is where I learned my lesson early in my career. Ryan Leaf was playing for the San Diego Chargers, and they started out, I think it was 2-0, and everybody was crowning them. They're going to beat everybody, and then the wheels fell off. So I think for most teams, you get a sense of who you are. But at the same time, just like a team like Atlanta or a team out there who's 2-0, you still never know what's going to happen by the time the season rolls around. But you do have a sense of what direction you're going.
Good stuff. Justin Herbert, didn't know he was starting until 5 minutes before the game for the Chargers, and he was very good. Now, you obviously knew you were starting. Did you have butterflies in your first NFL start?
Absolutely. I had butterflies every time I stepped out on that field there. It's the NFL. I couldn't imagine what this kid – maybe that's the reason he played so well, because he didn't know that he was going to play. And as soon as you get thrown in there, it's like, all right, well here we go. I like what he did yesterday, man. I think too bad for Tyrod Taylor, because I don't think he'll be taking any more snaps for the rest of the season as long as Herbert stays healthy, because the San Diego Chargers found themselves a star. Now, we'll see, actually. Well, next week, this is one of those things. Like, I guess it goes back to Ryan Leaf, speaking of the San Diego Chargers, that, you know, you can have that great success early, but we'll see how it goes. But all things point to very, very positively for the San Diego Chargers. This kid played outstanding yesterday.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor, they say, is going to start. That's what the coaching staff says.
Really?
Yeah, I know. That was our reaction, too. Like, really? It seems so obvious. Like, in the NFL, I think you should be able to lose, and I hate to say this, but lose your job to an injury. Like, if you get hurt, the guy comes in and he's better. Like, that's professional sports, right? Or do players think that's Bush League, that you can't lose your job to an injury? How did you view that?
Yeah, you can. And I would say that for myself, if I got hurt and the guy came in and played better than me, it's all for the sake of winning. And I think right now you drafted this kid, he's the sixth pick overall in the draft. And he came out and played the way he did. I don't know if I really trust Anthony Lynn to not start him. I would be scratching my head come next Sunday if Herbert isn't starting. And absolutely answer your question. That's just the nature of the beat. That's why I love sports. It's the ultimate equalizer. There's no politics. It's just about who's the best guy for the position, who's going to give us the best chance of winning. No hard feelings. It's just how it goes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Tyrod Taylor, week one against bad Cincinnati defense, struggled. They couldn't move the ball much, and Herbert walked in against the Super Bowl champs and moved it up and down the field. So, I don't know. To me, I want to win games. Who can help me win games? Tony Gonzalez.